Okay, I'm gonna have Shas Avodah as we prepare for Parshas Chukas, Havaleinu L'Toyva. So we have a very interesting subject today, and today's shiur is being sponsored by my dear friend, Rav Moshe Morgenstern, in honor of his daughter Chani's wedding this past Wednesday night, to Elazar Lefkowitz, the and they should be very happy to see tremendous nachas and simchas adbias goyel tzedek. Okay, so we're going to talk about Parshas Chukas. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about a lot of things. You know, it always boils down to marriage. So there's an incredible Magen Avraham, a very concise and brief comment of the Magen Avraham brought in Siman Tzadi Ches, where the Magen Avraham tells us a segula. The segula goes as follows. Pasuk of the Sefer Hagan. It's written in the Sefer Hagan, a very early work. Levatel machshava ra b'shas ha-tfilah. If a person finds themselves that they're having bad thoughts, impure thoughts during tfilah, which could happen. We know the importance of having kavana during davening. In fact, Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadik Ches Sif Aleph that someone who davens, he needs to be mechaven, the parish hamilois, that he's saying, and he needs to think as if the Shekhinah is opposite, and he needs to remove from his mind all thoughts that distract him until his machshava and his kavana are pure, and he should imagine if he would be standing before Melech Basar Adam, he would definitely arrange his words and have the proper focus so that he doesn't stumble. Kal v'chomer, l'fnei Melech Malchei Hamlochim, who is choiker kol hamachshavos, as we know, the chassidim and anshei ma'isa, they would go into seclusion, and they would have great kavana until they reach the level of hispashtos hagashmas, which means they would be able to unload themselves of their physical limitations and empower their seichel to reach kamat the level of nevuah. Now, this does not sound like our tefillah, but nevertheless, this is the ideal that we strive for. Well, what if a person finds himself having a difficult time focusing, even possibly sometimes foreign thoughts creep into one's mind? What could a person do to be mevatel machshava ra? Well, Rabbi, it's a good thing you came today. What should you do, says the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Sefer Hagan, Yoimer, three times? PPP. And from now on, I'm going to refer to it as FFC, just, you know, Lashon Naki. V'yachar kach yaroik, and then you should spit. Gimel pa'amim, three times. So if you see a guy right before the starting Shemana Esrei, and all of a sudden, he goes, FFC, and he unloads three expectorations, then you know why. Now, let me teach you how to spit in the correct way. No, this is how you do it. Okay? Yeah, the Sefer Hagan, Magen Avraham. And then you spit three times, but don't spit, like, fully. V'lo yorok l'gamri. Don't spit fully. Ach b'derech nasha. In a very calm way. Okay, don't lose it now. I know, you know, you're trying to take this segula very seriously. The fi-fi-fi segula. But do it calmly. Now, where should you position your tongue? So let me tell you. V'haloshan tehebein ha-tzvasayim. You put the tongue between your lips. B'shas harakika. U'bivadai telech hamachshava. Let me tell you. This is not like 90%, 95%. This is 100% baduku menusa. That if you find yourself having bad thoughts, now you may be thrown out of the shul. That's a separate issue you may have to deal with. But if you're having if you have to deal with improper thoughts, says the Magen Avraham, you say, peyud, peyud, peyud. You expectorate. Three times, but in a calm way. You know? Try not to lose your composure. Ubevadai telecha moshava. Says the Magen Avraham, Seino nirali lasista. In his opinion, I've never seen signs. You know, look, there's signs no talking and nobody pays attention to that either. Seino nirali lasista. B'toch hatfilas yurches. Says the Magen Avraham, in his opinion, you should not do this during Shemana Esrei. They have a hefsek. Umi yodeim refor b'dikah, and who knows whether it really, really worked. But by the way, So the question here is, what in the world is this segula? If the Magen Avraham brings it down, you know, the Magen Avraham doesn't bring down. There are those who say if you're having bad thoughts, sit on your, you know, stand on your head and spit wood and nickel. You know, you wouldn't have to deal with that kind of segula. The fact that the Magen Avraham brings down the segula means that it has an authentic source, it has a meaning, and the Magen Avraham, in his opinion, says, you know, in his opinion, it's better to avoid doing that. But what does it mean? You should say pee, pee, pee three times. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you look up the Sefer Hagan, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer Hagan, and he says the word fi is a Rashi Tevoi, Palti and Yosef. These are the two individuals in Tanakh who were presented with temptation, and they overcame temptation. Palti ben Laish, he was put in a situation in close proximity to a woman, and he stuck his foot in the bed, and he said he ain't going to, he's not going to violate it. And Yosef, of course, were able to misgaber on their Yetzer, like we find in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that if you test on a vase, and then you spit three times, you should not completely spit, only in a calm way, fine. Where does this segula come from? Well, one of the earliest sources of the segula is the Sefer Shevet Moser of Rabbi Eliyahu HaKoyin Mei Izmir. He quotes the Sefer Hagan, that you say three times, fi, 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 and then you spit, but not completely, and he tells you how to position your tongue. And then he adds, you know, the Shtila Shmoneh Esrei, it's best to avoid utilizing this. But what is the earliest source of the segula? The earliest source of the segula comes from a sefer called Sharshei Hashemus. Now, let me tell you that this shir that I'm giving today comes from the sefer Likutei Ma'amarim Shlilei Pinchas, Tavshin Samach Tes of Rav Pinchas Friedman Shlita, Rosh Kailim of Beld. He happens to be in America now. We had a bris recently. He came to the bris. And I actually met with him this week. He told me unbelievable Torah that hopefully I'll share with you in the upcoming Shiurim on Parshas Balak and Parshas Pinchas. A lot of it is not even in print, but he gave me, for many years, he wrote a weekly column in Hamachana Haridim. He has about 25 or 30 years worth of material that's not in printed yet. So I have Shilei, I think, from Tavshin Samach Ches until Tavshin Ayin Vav. That's 9 years worth. I have 9 volumes. And then I have 3 volumes, he's printing out on the Chumashim, 3 volumes on Bereishis, that's 12. Plus he has a sefer on Lag Ba'omer, on Purim, on Chasana, on Bar Mitzvah, that's 16. And Bezus Hashem, many, 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 many volumes that are waiting to be printed. But the research of this year will credit the Rav Pinchas Friedman Shlita. And the source of the earliest source of this segula is something called Sharshei Hashemite. Now, what is Sharshei Hashemite? Sharshei Hashemite was written by Rav Moshe Zakuta. Who's Rav Moshe Zakuta? So I want to share with you, this past summer, we had a class to go to Italy, and Rav Moshe Zakuto was one of the kvarim that we were zaycha to go to. Rav Moshe Zakuto is buried in Mantua, Mantova, next to the Ramani Pano, Rav Menachem Azaria of Pano. The two of them are buried in the same cemetery. Now, the cemetery is now an army base, but there's a plaque on the outskirts of the cemetery of the army base. Here lies Rav Menachem Azaria, the Ramani Pano, together with Rav Moshe Zakuto. And most people who go there, they think they're going to the Ramani Pano. They've never even heard of Rav Moshe Zakuto. Let me tell you a little bit about Rav Moshe Zakuto, or Rav Moshe Zakuto, who lived from 1625 to 1697. He was born to a Portuguese Murano family in Amsterdam. And in Amsterdam, he was the Talmud of Rav Shaul Halevi Mortira. Okay. Now, in his youth, he studied many secular subjects. But when he was very, very young, he had a very strong inclination to Kabbalah, to mysticism. he was not. He felt he could not reconcile his knowledge of Latin with Kabbalah. Many Gedolim felt they could synthesize their knowledge of the Chachmas Gittayet with their Chachmas HaTorah, but Moshe Zakuto cannot reconcile the two. He therefore fasted 40 days to forget all Chachmas Gittayet that he learned, specifically Latin. He then went to Poland, and from there to Italy. He was a Rav in Venice, and then in Padua, and then he was summoned to be the Rav in Mantua for 24 years until the end of his life. He was the Talmud of Rav Azariah Figo. Last year, at this time of the year, we gave a shir about Rav Azariah Figo. And in Kabbalah, he was the Talmud of Rav Binyamin Halevi. When Rav Binyamin Halevi was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Vital. Now, do you remember we have shurim on the Sefer Chemnath Yamin? Remember that? We had a few shurim on the Sefer Chemnath Yamin. We mentioned that we got a hold of a Sefer from Amsterdam, written by Rav Avram Yari. Remember I mentioned that my friend Gedalia Schwartz got me a sefer from Rav Avram Yari about the authorship of the Chemnath. Well, that sefer credits the work Chemnath Yamin to Binyamin Halevi, who was the Rebbe of Rav Moshe Zakuto. Many scholars feel that that's incorrect to attribute the Chemnath Yamin to Binyamin Halevi. But again, let's just get the flow over here. He was Rav Moshe Zakuto was a Talmud of Rav Azariah Figo and a Talmud in Kabbalah from Binyamin Halevi. Okay. Rav Binyamin Halevi was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Vital. Let me just tell you one more thing. Rav Moshe Zakuto's most illustrious Talmud was Rav Binyamin HaKlein. Rav Binyamin HaKlein, known as Rabach. Rav Binyamin HaKlein was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yosef Ergaz. Rav Yamin HaKoyen was the father-in-law of Rav Yishai Vason was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. Okay, we're not going to test you on that, but we're now reading from the words Sharshei Hashemot of Rav Moshe Zakuto. So this is a book about different names of God. It's almost impossible to read the words, so I have it printed out here in readable form, but if I read it to you, you should be able to follow aside. The word P is actually a name of Hashem. So even though it sounds a little bit funny that the skula is to say fee, but nevertheless, he says the word fee is one of the awesome names of God, and the word fee could save a person from becoming tamei anayit and from bad thoughts. And part of it is that you say the pasuk royam oiskel v'groinam v'cherav pi yois three times. P-P-O-I-S are three P's, P and P-O-I-S. So P is one, P-O-I-S is two, three P's, Keneged, three Tzadikim. Who are the three Tzadikim who overcome their Taiva? Boyaz, Yosef, Palti. Rosh Etevois and Sefer Etevois of Yosef. What are the Rosh Etevois and Sefer Etevois of Yosef? P. Palti, P. Voyaz, it says, Vayiwa face. The three middle letters are P. Then you say, Yirasim Ofanecha, Hashem, in the Nikud of Shmira, Lekinu Kalei Lasenu, just like you save these three tzaddikim from Averois, please save me from an Avera. Then you spit three times. But don't actually spit. Okay, so this is important to know. Don't really spit. Otherwise, they're going to, yeah? We'll see. We'll have to see. Don't mamish spit. Stick the tip of your tongue. Close the door. Stick the tip of your tongue from your mouth, and then bring it back in as if you're spitting, like this. You emit the tongue from the teeth a little bit, and in and out, in and out, in and out, and it helps for harum rum. And that Rizal is the one who says you should spit three times, and each time you say peace, and have the above-mentioned thoughts. Oh, so we know that this segula is sourced in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Now, the Shvilei Pinchas points out that when the Magen Avraham says, don't really spit, only b'darach nachas, he doesn't mean is that a chelek of the segula is at the time you're spitting, the tongue should be between your lips. The kavana is you don't have to actually spit. It's enough just to stick out the tip of your tongue. Rabbeinu, still, what in the world is this segula? Now, if it were just the regular segula that's found in one of his kontraitzim, okay. But it's found in the Magen Avraham. It's brought in the Mishnah Berurah. It's brought in the Shevet Moser. It's brought in the Sharshei Shemos of Moshe Zakuto. What exactly is this segula by saying PPP? Again, one P stands for Yosef, Rashi Tevos and Tavitivos of Yosef. One stands for Palti, and one stands for the middle letters of Ayila Faith by Bayan. Well, comes Bnei Yitzhakar in a sefer called Dvarim Nechmadim, and he says something he heard from his great relative, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mezidichov. Now, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mezidichov was considered the greatest master of the Zohar. He was known as the Sar Beis HaZohar. Play on words, Sar Beis HaZohar. And the Bnei Yitzhakar says that there are three parashiyos in Sefer Bamidbar. Each parasha talks about a path. Parashat Korach, Parashat Chukas, and Parashat Balak. Parashat Korach, Pi Haaretz. Parashat Chukas, Pi Haber. Parashat Balak, Pi Haasein. PPP, three parashiyos in a row, in number 8. The Pi Haaretz swallowed Korach. Pihaber and Parshas Chukas at Sang Shira. Pihaos and Parshas Balak. So I heard Mechutani, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Mezidichov, that this Kabbalah that the Kadmonim have to remove Machshava Zara from Tfilah to say PPP is based on these three Pihais. The Pihaaretz, the Pihaber, and the Pihaasain. Says the Bnei Yitzhakar, Ve'eni Yodea! I have no idea what the reason is, how the three mouths have Armavata Machshava Zarais, but I wrote it down as a memorial. These are the holy words of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mezidichov, that the three P's that the Rishonim talk about, that are Armavata Machshava Zara, are for the three P's of Parshiyos, Korach, Chukas, and Balak. Again, look at number 9, Vatiftach RSS, Piha. In this week's Parsha, the Be'er, Umisham Be'era, Az Yashir Yisrat Hashir Azot Ali Be'er, and according to many, the Be'er itself sang Shira, and Vayiftach Hashem as P Ha'atai. So Marv Rabbeinu is very, very interesting that we have three parshiyos in a row, and the central theme of both all three parshiyos is a mouth, and very unusual mouth, the mouth of the earth, the mouth of the Be'er, and the mouth of the donkey. Well, what is the meaning over here? What's going on over here? So, very interesting, there's a sefer called Ohel Shem. Look at number 14. The sefer Ohel Shem on Parashat Korach from Rabbi Shem Klingberg. Rabbi Shem Klingberg Mizolashit. Rabbi Shem Klingberg Mizolashit was a descendant of the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Kamarna, and he was killed Al Kiddush Hashem during the Holocaust. And he says an astounding pshat, an incredible pshat. Let's introduce it in the following way. There's a sefer Orla Shamayim, look number 12, who says on the pasuk in Kisisa, the lachshav machshavos, that somebody who wants to purify his thoughts, he should remember the names of the avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. By remembering the names Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that is matayer one's thoughts. Now, let's see, now we understand why Shemona Esrei begins with Avos. Alekeinu Alekei Aviseinu Alekei Avraham Alekei Yitzchak Alekei Yaakov. What a perfect introduction to Shemona Esrei. After all, during Shemona Esrei, we strive for Machshava Tahira as a way of cleansing our thoughts. We begin by mentioning Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Marva Ravoytai, the Tikkunei Zayar says on the word Yachad, Kulam, Kedusha, L'cha yishaleshu, they three thrice type repeat to you. Who are the yishaleshu that we refer to? Yishaleshu, inon tlas avahan. The yishaleshu are the three avos. The words kadosh, kadosh, kadosh refer to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. In other words, the letter Kof stands for Kadosh, and the three Kedushas refer to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, we just learned from the B'nai Yisrael that he has a tradition from Ritzi Hashmi Vidachav that the Segula of PPP is based on the P Ha'aretz, the P Ha'be'er, and the P Ha'atzim. But the B'nai Yisrael says he doesn't know the meaning of it. Well, it says, Rav Shem Klingberg, he will be Megala, the meaning of the tradition of Rav Tzvi Hashmi Zidachav. We have three parashiyos together. The P Ha'aretz, Parah, the P Be'eret, Chukas, and the P Ha'atzim. If you add up the gematria of Eretz, the Er, and Asayin, together with the three words, you have 948. Okay? So Eretz is 291, the Er is 203, Asayin is 457, so 457 and 203 is 460, 660, plus 291 is what? 951. So Eretz, Be'er, and Asayin equals, what's Eretz, Be'er, and Asayin is 951, is the gematria of Kairach, Chukas, and Malach. Okay? So the gematria of Eretz, Be'er, and Asayin is 948. So Eretz, again, is 291. Be'er is 203. Asayin is 457. So if you add that up, that's what? 660 plus 291 is 951. Is the gematria of Karach, Chukas, and Malach. Now, each one, Karach, Chukas, and Malach are very interesting. What's so interesting about it? Karach begins with what letter? Kuf. Chukas, the middle letter, is what letter? Kuf. Balak, the last letter, is what letter? Kuf. Isn't it interesting? These three parshiyos, which are Peh, Kairach begins with a Kuf. Chukas, the middle letter, is a Kuf. Balak, the last letter, is a Kuf. What is Kuf? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Kairach is connected Abraham, the first. So therefore, Karach begins with a Kuf. Chukas is connected, the middle Av, Yitzchak. Therefore, Chukas, the middle letter, is a Kuf. Balak ends, is connected Yaakov. Therefore, the last letter is a Kuf. By the way, is Abraham mentioned in Parshas Balak? No. Is Yitzchak mentioned as well? No. Whose name appears in every single passage of Parshas Balak? Yaakov. So if you're Yaakov, Yisrael, Yaakov, Yisrael, Yaakov, the whole Parshas Balak, every single word Bilam says, he talks about Yaakov, 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 Yaakov. Why? Because Parshas Balak is connected to Yaakov Avinu. These three kufin of Korach, Chukas, and Balak are the side of Kadosh, 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 which the Tikkun HaZayar says is connected Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, three times Kuf is what letter? Shin. The Zohar says the letter Shin is the secret of the three others. And nobody knows what he's talking about. Why? What is Shin the other? What does Shin got to do with the price of tea in China? How is Shin the secret of the three others? The answer is Abraham is Kadosh, Yitzchak is Kadosh, Kuf is Kadosh. Kuf, Kuf, Kuf is Shin. That's why Bracha of Kadosh, Ata Kadosh, the Zohar says is Abraham, Shenemar, Ata Koyein La'olam, Shimcha Kadosh, Yitzchak. By the way, the Gematria of Shimcha Kadosh is 776 Dina, where the Gematria of Pachar Yitzchak. Ukedosh Shimcha Yom Yehaluch Allah is Yaakov. Okay, So very interesting thing. We have three parshiyos. Parash, Chukat, Balak. Begins with a kuf. Chukat, the letter of the kuf. Sitting here like you heard this before. Never heard this before. Parash begins with a kuf. Chukat, the middle letter of the kuf. And Balak, last letter is a kuf. So like this. Parash, Neged Abraham. The Rishon Lavois. That's why it says in the parsha of in Bria Hashem. The Bria. Ela told by Shemaim Vahi Baram Chazal Abraham. By the way, Kairach La'adasa was Toyen against two. Aroi Nakoye, Midas Acheta, the Midas of Abraham Avinu. Kairach is Keneged Abraham Avinu. Chukas, where the kuf is the middle of the word, is Keneged Yitzchak. He's Emsoi Shabavais. That's why the Be'er opened up in the Zchus of Yitzchak. By the way, what's the Gemach of HaBe'er? 208. Gemach Yitzchak. The Be'er is the Gemach Yitzchak. By the way, the Zohar says about the Be'er, it's the Be'er of Yitzchak. And Parshas Bilak is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Why? By the way, Ha'asain is Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah. Okay. By the way, Pi Ha'asain, let's see if this one works out. Pi Ha'asain is Gematria Yisrael. So Yisrael is 541. Yep, Yisrael is Gematria Pi Ha'asain. Therefore, nobody is mentioned in Parshas Balak, not Abraham, not Yitzhak, but Yaakov is mentioned many, many times. Harbe Pamim, because the Pi Ha'asim was only opened up in the Zchus of Yaakov Avinu. Mamila like this. The Pi Ha'aretz is Keneged Abraham. The Pi Haber, Haber is Gematria is Keneged Yitzhak. The Pi Ha Asan is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. The segula of saying P, it reminds you of the three Pez. In other words, it reminds you of who? Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And the segula is to remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So therefore, in the zechus of remembering the P, Haaretz, Keneged Abraham. The P, Haber, Keneged Yitzhak. The Pi Ha'asim Keneged Yaakov, you're remembering the three Avos, and by remembering the three Avos, you're remembering Parshas Korach, Parshas Chukas, and Parshas Balak, which are Gematria was Aret, Be'er, and Asain, and by doing so, it's Mavatel, any Machshavos, Rois. I mean, just say Avon Gitzak and Yaakov. Sometimes you have to think deeply. It helps you remember. In other words, Abraham is saying, yeah, it's too easy. You can't just, you know. By the way, so the Shvilei Pinchas is Mazver. Look at number 16. So we could add a little bit that if the Segula is to say, fee, three times, we know the Shvilei are Ovois Tiknum. Abraham was saying, Shachar, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov, Maariv. Now, when a Jew daven three times a day, he's attaching himself to the Avos HaKadoshim. However, we know there's a concept, Zel U'ma Zel Asolikim. So, if during a tefillah, the Zuchus HaAvos is being invoked, well then opposite it, you have Koyach HaTuma, you must see there are three Klipos that are menaged the three Avos. Therefore, by invoking the Fi, and you're attaching yourself, you're clinging to the three Avos, then a person is successful in being mavatel any improper thought. Rabbi, let me share with you something amazing. I can find it. Look back at number 13. Let's try to understand a little bit. Again, the segula, like you asked, why remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov by saying the word fi? Look at number 13. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak Nun Tes, Pasuk Chavav. We say this pasuk every single day. ואני זוי ריצי אויסם, אמר השם. רוחי אשר עליך, ודבר אשר שמתי בפיך, וימושו מפיך, ומפי זרעך, ומפי זרע זרעך, אמר השם, ועשה ביד אלה. Hashem says, from now until forever. Very interesting. We have three mouths over here. What is this referring to? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, take a look at number 17. Amar of Tainos, Amar of Yosanam. Kol shu Talmud Chacham. Ubenoi Talmud Chacham. Uben benoi Talmud Chacham. Shuv ein Torah Pesekes Mizarai. The Torah will never cease from their descendants. Shenemar! Shenemar! Vani Zos Brishi! Vayamuz Vidicha! Pizaracha! Umipizara Zaracha! Amar Hashem Yatav Yad Elam. My Amar Hashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arev Lecha, I am your guarantor, B'davar Zeh. My me atav yad elam, Omer Rav Yirmiyo, Mikan ve'elach, Hoyra ma'zeres ala san yishalah. Once there are three generations of Tamei Chachamim, then there's guaranteed Torah will own that family, and ultimately it will come back to its host. By the way, there's Gemara Bava Basra. Kari ali rami bar chama, v'achud ha'meshus v'meri yinate, gzeh raboishya, v'noi shor chama, v'noi shor rabdisa. Taisvit Vir and Baba Basra says a chiddush that the segula of three generations of Tamei Chachamim does not always apply. In other words, just because someone is a Tamei Chacham and their son is a Tamei Chacham, their grandson is a Tamei Chacham, there's no guarantee unless, Taisvit says, look at number 19, many people, them and their fathers and their grandfathers are Tamei Chacham. V'loi kamar alayim achor ha-meshulash. It's not every time there are three generations that there's a guarantee for all future. They have to see each other. In other words, they have to all be alive at the same time. Now, the Yitav Lev, Rabbi Kefiel Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Lazar, his son, Teitelbaum, the grandson of Yitzchak Moshe, he writes that he remembers that when he was a bar mitzvah kid, my father told me to say the Rei Torah, because Chazal say anyone whose son is a Talmud Chacham and his grandson is a Talmud Chacham in a Torah Tamizarai, and Chazal say, referring to Torah, it's only if it's Rayin Zezah. That's only if they hear the Rei Torah as a Mizan. In other words, not enough to have three generations. It's not enough to have see each other. They have to learn together. Okay. Now the question is, the Avos, did they see each other? You were there? They saw each other? It doesn't say anywhere they saw each other. How old was Yaakov then? 13. So how long did he see each other? 13 years. Says the Chida, no. Says the Chida, in a number of places, and we once had a share on this topic, Parshas Nothing. Like Yaakov said, Avos ha'olam arizya rozezeh, the tes vav shanim limdu ha-Torah, v'chol yoyim v'layim ha-tes vav shanim. For 15 years, they learned every day, day and night, 15 hours. Says the Chida, and in that schus, I guess, and that's because we were in Nigal on the 15th day of Nisan, connected the 15 years that Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov learned Torah together. Let's move on. We're moving on. The Chida in the Sefer Maariv Ayin. And Maariv Ayin is this commentary to Shabbat. There's a Gemara in Shabbat on Daf Teche that says, Brich Rachmana, blessed is the merciful one. The Yavlan, he gave us Orion Tlisoi, a three-parted Torah. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. Lam Tlisoi, to a three-parted nation. Who's that? Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisoi, through The third one. Who's the third one? Moshe Aaron, Miriam, Aaron, Moshe. The Yom Shlishi on the third day. The Yachas Nisan the third month. Nisan Yerthiva. So we say, God, thanks a lot for a three-part of Torah to the third, three-part of nation through the third son on the third day and the third month. Really, that you really care? Honestly, you care that Hashem gave us Torah on the third day and not the fourth day? And then Moshe was the third kid and not the fourth kid? You didn't even know that. So, you care that the Torah has three parts? Well, no, my Nafkamina has three parts. Who cares? But there are five things the Gemara says that have three parts. Says the Chidah, three times five is what? Amazing. Why? What's the inyan? That we got the Torah in the schut of the 15 years that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov learned Torah together. Everything we have is in the schut of those 15 years. Ki beka Hashem, Tzur Olamim. Ah, Yaakov was 13. Yes, there are different accounts. Obviously, this account is going with the, we're assuming it's 15. By the way, B'chidah, in fact, is not so, he says, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Three words. Can I get who? The three of us. How many letters? 15 letters. Can I get what? The 15 years that they saw each other. This is from Rabbi Elazar Migarmaita. And says the Chidah, I wrote in another place in the schus of the 15 years that they learned together. We're zaycha to everything. So you have three words in Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Can I get the others? 15 letters. How many words in Brachas Kayanim? Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Three. Yair Hashem Panav Eilach V'chuneka. Eight. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilach V'yachem V'chashalim. 15 words in Brachas Kayanim. Can I get the 15 years that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov learned together? It comes out then that about who could we say the special bracha? About Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Therefore, says the Shilai Pinchas and says the Sefer Ohalei. When you say those three words, fi, what are you mechadein? We say, what's that got to do with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Who said, it's kineged the pi, haaret, that's the first kuf, and the other one is kineged the pi haber, that's the middle kuf, that's Yitzchak, and the third is valet, the pi ha'asayin. No, we could say straight. The three p's are the pa' of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that whom Chazal say, Ruchi Yashar Alecha, Udvar Yashar Nefila, Lehemushim Pishcha, Pizaracha, Pizara Zaracha, Adoy Lam, it's a direct relation to who? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ah, says the Shilai Pinchas, now we understand that we have, let's come back to the Chasana. We had a beautiful Chasana this week, the Morgenstern Chasana. Any chasana, or if you need to say Shav Brachas Torah, you come back to the Shira. It's a good one. We say Ish V'Isha Shalom Zachu Shchina Beinayim. Why Zachu Ish Eichlasa? Husband and wife, when they're zoicha, their Shchina is between them, and things are good. And when they're not zoicha, fire consumes them. You know, sometimes you zoicha, sometimes not. It depends, you know. What's going on? What does God have to do with the Shina, Beinayim, and the fire? So Rashi says, the famous Rashi, what's Hashem's name? Ka. So he splits up his name. When the Ish is the way he's supposed to be, he's an Ish, with a Yud inside. When an Ish is the way she's supposed to be, she's an Isha. The Yud for the Ish, the Hay for the woman. But if they're not Zoicha to have Hashem living among them, so it becomes Ish and Ish, and then, you know, all breaks loose. Yeah? But here's how it goes. Hashem has many names. Why does Gidavka put the name Ka to create peace between husband and wife? Why Dafka the name Ka? The answer is, what we just learned, said the Shilai Pinchas, is that the name of Hashem Ka is the name that symbolizes the Hemshech HaDoros of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why? Because those are the 15 years that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three Doros, sat and learned Torah together. That's the Kiyum of Ani Zoy Tzitzi Yitzchak. Ruchi Asher Alachah, Zarsad, and Zichol, and Mishoy Picha, Omi Pizaracha, Omi Zarazaracha, and Oilam. So therefore, in order to create Shalom Bein Ish L'Isha, and to create a Shashalat HaZoha from this Mishpacha, and to create Doros Yisharim V'Rachim from this family, the Roshim is Mishpacha, the Shem Ka. The Shem Ka is a remez to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the 15 years that they learned together, to be Mavarech, that from this Zivuk should come, Anid is a Haftacha of the Shashalat HaDoros, And that's why he learned from this Messiah, the name Ka, between the Chassan and the Talmud. Comes Amalek. What does Amalek say? Amalek sticks out his yad. He wants to be Mamayit. What does Amalek want to be Mamayit? The 15. He wants to take it down. He wants to make it that there's no Shalshelas among the Doros. Therefore, what does it say about Amalek? Melchama al Hashem Amalek mi Doyer? Doyer. Amalek wants to take the Dor Lidor Yisham HaSecha. Amalek wants to take the Shalshelas HaZov of Kal Yisrael, and he wants to be Mafsik it. He wants to make it mi Doyer? Doyer. He wants to sever the Hamshachas HaDoros. So how does Ribbono Shel Olam, how does he destroy Amalek? Ki Yadav Ka. Ribbono Shel Olam wants, Amalek is out to destroy the name Ka, and therefore the name Ka is what is Oikar Amalek. And this is the deeper Kavana of the Segula of, in the case of having my Sevois right, you want to tap into this Chus Avos, the Ka, the Fi, and this way it's Mavato all my Sevois right. And therefore, the Gemara Ksuba says, look in number 28. There's a man by the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, and when he would come to a chasana, Merakid Atlan, he would juggle three. And Rashi says, Sholosh Badin, three branches of Hadassah. In other words, he would juggle three. What's the Indian he would juggle? Three? I mean, here you have a chasana in Kala. Now, if they're not happy, then why are they not happy? I don't know. The things they're worried about. So you think some guy who could juggle three pieces of hadas, and that's going to cheer them up. Here you have Chassan and Talmud. They have daigos. They're worried. What's going to be with their future? And some guy comes along, and he's a clown, and he juggles three hadas, and that, oh, fuck, that's what I've been waiting for. Oh, now I'm in a good mood. What's the pshem? Well, so this is a pinchas. How you can be Messiah Chachmakala? The Chachmakala know they have a very challenging job. They have the job of being Mamed Doros Yisham Vairachim. So comes the Shom Bar Yitzchak and he said, don't worry. He's Meraki Atlan. He invoked the Zechut of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were Talmud Chacham, then Talmud Chacham, then Talmud Chacham. And once you have three Talmid Chachamim back to back to back, but only if they see each other. If they learn together. Once you have three Doros of Talmid Chachamim that are Ra Zeh Zeh, we have a Hasur HaMeshulash Lagim Hira Yinatik, then we have a Haftacha. Oh, Shu Talmid Chacham, Lai Talmid Chacham, Lai Talmid Chacham, Shuv Ein Tar B'Tekes Mizaroi, says there's somebody here of Yitzchak. So Shulah Yitzchak takes these three Hadassim. He says, don't worry, Hadass, we know it's the way of Tzadikim are called Hadassim in Mar Megillah says. And he says, don't worry, you don't have such a hard job. You're already taken care of, kids. You already had an Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that you come from. They already saw each other. They already learned together. There's already a Haftacha that Torah will never be Poisek Mizari. All you got to do is you need to continue to keep the ball rolling. That is how Rishon Bar Yitzchak is in Tamea. The Chassan and Kala, this is the school of Rwanda Magin Avram, and the Shabur, the Shabur, the Shabur, the Shabur, that the Shihash Nibidish of that has to do with the Pi Ha Ares, and the Pi Ha Be'er, and the Pi Ha Asayim. From Tarshat, Parach is the first cook, and Parshat, Chukash is the middle cook, and Parshat is the last cook, and then Avram Yitzhak Bianca, we should talk to the Zoyta, not to have to come on to the school. All of the Shabur, the Shabur, the Shabur, the Shabur, always start to rejoice that,
Ruchi, Asher, Oreno, Maya, Musha, Mikino, Giza, Oreno, Adela.